Good morning and welcome to Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. I'm Chris Yao, filling in this week for Scott Stewart. Glad to be with you and back here in Southern Middle Tennessee. Don't get used to it. I will not be back next week. Good Lord willing, and Scott shows back up. But we've got a fantastic show for you. Of course, we're going to tell you all the news that is news from in and around Southern Middle Tennessee, as well as sports and weather from Mo Patton, Wade Neely, and our friends at Tennessee Valley Weather. So all of that is coming your way here in the show. Until then, we start with the wrap in Maury County. The city of Columbia was the only Tennessee recipient of a grant that will be used in the downtown area. General Motors and Main Street Grant is a non-matching $50,000 grant that can be used for downtown beautification, and Columbia was the lone recipient in the state for that. Also on the front page, you can find the story about Lisa Ventura, Maury County School Superintendent, whose contract was extended through February 2028. Details on that contract on the front page. Also on the front page, Fire Chief Ty Cobb in Columbia has been relieved of his duties. Details from that are available on the front page, as well as the termination letter and what was laid out in the letter are also available. Additionally, a construction fee fight facing a key hurdle in legislature, a bill set to be heard this week on the General Assembly floor, may be Maury County's best chance in 2024 to tap into a revenue stream that is only from new construction. Obviously, the impact fee has been a major topic of discussion over the last several years, so find out more about that, as well as a deferred vote for a Bear Creek Pike subdivision, which votes were deferred at the Planning Commission meeting. Inside this week's Main Street Maury, you can find the story on the Now Comfort Inn in Spring Hill. It originally began as a sleep inn, but after some backlash, there have been changes made to the application, and it will now be a comfort inn, and that has gone and passed through the Planning Commission in Spring Hill. It will be located near the library on Kedron Road. Several other local stories, as well as columns from local and Middle Tennessee columnists from around Main Street Media, can be found on the inside. Plenty more news and local coverage, of course, in Main Street Maury. We'll also have you covered in sports. That's what Mo Patton has for you now.
Hey, Main Street Maury, the print edition this week has coverage of high school basketball, if you can believe that. We were pretty well camped out over at the Murphy Center last week for coverage of Independence and Santa Fe. Santa Fe advancing to the Class 1A state semifinals. Independence coming off of a state runner-up finish last year in Class 4A, finishing the job this time around with the first boys basketball state championship in that program's history, the first in Williamson County in 35 years. So coverage of all of that in this week's print edition of Main Street Maury. Also, speaking of historic, we've got a baseball coach on the move here as Paul Lamb, who delivered Spring Hill's first baseball state championship back in 2016, announced over the weekend that he will be taking the job at the new Battle Creek High School when it opens this August. I almost said this fall, but clearly that's not the case. But yeah, Paul Lamb will be the new baseball coach down at Battle Creek after 18 seasons at Spring Hill. So coverage of that also in this week's print edition of Main Street Maury. Coming up this week, we will be swinging full force into spring sports since basketball's out of the way, including probably some girls flag football as Williamson County's programs will open their season this weekend. Also, some coverage of some local baseball and softball and whatever else we come across between now and next Wednesday. So you can be sure and check that out in next week's print edition of Main Street Maury, as well as on the website at mainstreetmaury.com. So be sure and look out for all of that. Also, one last vestige of winter sports. We will have in print next week our Main Street Maury all area boys basketball, girls basketball, and wrestling teams. So look out for those next Wednesday as well. Thanks.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good, confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Whether you're an athlete or a weekend warrior, when it comes to your performance, don't settle for anything less than excellence. We're proud to announce that Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic is now Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance of Columbia, where we are redefining sports medicine and orthopedics. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance's team of expert sports medicine physicians understands the unique demands of your body. TOA Columbia specializes in personalized orthopedic care, offering state-of-the-art treatments for everything from sports injuries to joint replacements. Learn more at toacolumbia.com.
Welcome back into Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. Chris Yaw filling in for Scott Stewart. Time now to take a look at the Pulaski Citizen. North First Street in Pulaski got a bit of an upgrade with its traffic lights. So now, as you are driving through downtown Pulaski, it's even prettier, if that were even possible. So make sure to take a trip downtown and check that out. Also, Giles County announced it will celebrate Ag Week in August this year, and you can find details from Jonah's story on the front page of the Pulaski Citizen. The Pulaski Board of Mayor and Alderman also voted March 12th to annex property owned by Curry Farms on Beach Hill Road. So that is right there on the front page, and you can find, of course, details from that. Also inside this week's Pulaski Citizen, a fire destroyed a home. You can find details there, as well as, of course, more from the Pulaski Electric Board of Directors meeting. All of that is available inside the Pulaski Citizen. We'll go to sports now, as Wade Neely is standing by with a report.
Hey guys, Wade Neely here, sports editor at the Pulaski Citizen, and we've got another jam-packed edition as we finally put a bow on the basketball season, but we ramp right up into the meat of our spring sports schedule, and we'll walk you guys through every bit of it. And we kick things off on the campus of UT Southern. I mentioned basketball. The UT Southern Firehawks had a fantastic season. They picked up a win Friday night in the opening round of the NAI National Tournament, defeating Tougaloo in a very high-scoring affair. UTS put up 90-plus points in that win. But on Saturday, on the campus of Indiana Wesleyan, they were unable to defeat the second-seeded Wildcats, and UTS sees its season come to a close. Fantastic year and really a bittersweet moment as the Firehawks just say farewell to eight, maybe nine seniors, the least of which they say farewell to Adarian Hudson and Brady Brown, two of the program's all-time greats, and they depart having guided the Firehawks to a win in the opening round, but coming up short in the second. So their season concludes. Another Firehawk team, however, is going to continue competition as the UTS cheer program. They won the conference championship just a couple of weekends ago down in Marietta, Georgia. And the Firehawks are led by a bevy of local products, including their head coach, Key Matthews, who's from right here. We're recording this in Columbia. But UTS has a roster full of local products. They win the conference championship. They have two young ladies from Richland and Giles County. We had a chance to speak to all three of those, Coach Matthews, Aubrey Miller, and Harley Graham there, as UTS wins the conference championship and now gets ready for their own national tournament bid. I mentioned spring sports. They kicked off with a bang. We had two big broadcasts on Pulaski Citizen Live last week. We have articles from both of those ball games, as Mark Mize was on hand at the Richland softball game to kick off their season last Monday, and he was at the Giles County baseball game versus Loretto last Thursday. So you can check those out. We also have artwork from the Richland baseball team. We've got a lot of stuff jammed in here, as all of our spring sports, except for one or two teams, the soccer programs, are kicking it off this week. But we have all of that covered. And as always, you can find stuff from our good buddy Larry Woody. It's all part of a jam-packed edition of this week's sports section in the Pulaski Citizen. And if you missed any of it in print, you can always check it out online at PulaskiCitizen.com. That's what's in the back end of our sports section this past week. And coming up, you can always find another full edition, again, in print on newsstands here in Giles County and online at PulaskiCitizen.com. Wade Neely saying so long for now.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
They have always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No. They will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
Welcome back in for a final time here on Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. Once again, I'm Chris Yao, filling in for Scott Stewart. He'll be back next week, Lord willing. We'll talk now about the Lawrence County newspaper. It's the Lawrence Advocate. We've got front page stories here. Firefighters rescue victims trapped in floodwaters as they were able to take two victims after their vehicle was swept away from a low water bridge on Giselle Road during a period of flooding on Friday. So details from that story are available on the front page of the Lawrence County Advocate. Also, the Lawrenceburg Utility System will no longer offer customers the option of non-automated electric meters. So if you are a new customer of Lawrenceburg Utility System or upcoming new customer, you may want to find exactly what that means for you on the front page of the paper. Lawrence County firefighters were busy last week. They also rescued residents and pets from a fire, a residential fire in town where two pets and both of the residents in the building were taken out by deputies and firefighters. So thanks to, of course, our first responders for taking care of the community in that regard. Details were revealed to the Lawrenceburg City Council as well last week on facade grants, as downtown Lawrenceburg received $250,000 to upgrade and renovate downtown facades. So if you are a downtown business owner and you are looking to upgrade your facade, make sure to talk with Allie Cobb with the Lawrenceburg Codes Department and make sure to apply for that today. Finally, on the front page, the Southern Tennessee Regional Hospital System in Lawrenceburg received the 2023 Operations Excellence Award for LifePoint Health's Central Division of Acute Care Facilities. So find details on that as well on the front page. Plenty more inside as well, including a Safe Haven box delivery. And now they will install it in the Lawrenceburg Fire Department. You can find Easter egg hunt details for the Miracle League players. Pre-registration for kindergarten is available online all of that and more. In sports, you can find plenty of photos from Loretto, Summertown, and Lawrence County's boys and girls basketball teams as several players were honored throughout the season. This is going to conclude the basketball coverage in the Lawrence County area. We move on to spring sports, so make sure to get ready to pick up your copy as baseball, softball, and boys soccer, as well as tennis. Of course, that's fantastic Summertown tennis team as they are going for another state championship. So, of course, you can take care online, lawrencecountyadvocate.com. And don't forget that it is now time for the Main Street Awards in Lawrence County. You're going to love it. Make sure to pick up the paper or visit Lawrence County Advocate's website. You can vote for your favorite people, places, food, things, nonprofits, and much, much more. All of that is available again in the Lawrence County Advocate. Now we're going to take you to this week's weather with our friends at Tennessee Valley Weather.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Hey folks, happy Wednesday to you. Ben Luna here with you in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center, wishing you a happy hump day as you check out this forecast update. All right, off the top weather today, not half bad. We're going to be warm. We're still going to be dry, and we'll continue that trend at least for one more most day. There is a little bit of a catch in the forecast as we look ahead to tomorrow and then Friday. Yeah, kind of yucky around here thanks to some rainfall that's going to find its way into the region. More on that and the rest of your complete springtime forecast now that we are officially in the spring season that arrived at around 10 o'clock last night. Let's hop right into it. Here's a look at satellite and radar. This is over the past 24 hours. Good looking weather across the area yesterday. We're going to continue that trend for the most part today, thanks to that ridge of high pressure that is moving off to the south and maintaining good looking weather for us here in the Tennessee Valley. Here's a look at your future cast as we step through the course of the day. Temperatures rebounding nicely. Looking into the afternoon, we'll be back in the mid-60s by lunchtime and then knocking on the back door of the 70s here for daytime highs, all under a mostly sunny sky. Now, for tomorrow, we're going to start dry. Notice clouds will start to increase a smidge overnight. Thursday, we'll see a partly to mostly cloudy sky by the midday. And then I think we might actually be looking at a chance for a few little sprinkles to show up here late in the day on Thursday. And then more rain will build in as our next weather maker crosses over the region Friday. And then that should be out of here and gone by Friday night. So I think our weekend, mostly for the start, looks good. Now here's your day builder forecast from our friends at Parks Lumber Company. We're going to be just fine as we head through this afternoon with plenty of sunshine and temperatures that are plumb near perfect outside. We'll call it 70 for today's high. For tomorrow, rain begins to show up here late in the evening. I think daytime activity should be good for tomorrow, and then showers here on and off for most of the day Friday. Notice temperatures take a little bit of a back step as we move into spring's first weekend for 2024. Sunday, though, looks nice back in the 70s there. Unfortunately, we've got to slow down the nice weather because we've got more rain activity that's going to be knocking on the back door. We'll pick up showers here as we look ahead toward late Monday and then into Tuesday of next week. That is a full breakdown on your forecast from the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel. Fred Gossage is here live at 5, and Kelly, of course, is live at noon. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
That's going to do it for this edition of Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. Don't forget, Mule Day is coming up in Murray County and Columbia. Come on down to downtown Mule Day festivities. We've got, of course, the parade on Saturday and many, many other activities. You can find details on that coming up in a future edition of Main Street Murray. We'll have an entire section dedicated to Mule Day. So please, if you are from the area, make sure to come out. If you're not from the Southern Middle Tennessee area, make plans. Come see us. We have beautiful downtown areas in Giles County, Pulaski, Lawrenceburg, and in Columbia. And we would love to see you guys come on down. Once again, for Scott Stewart, and of course, Mo Patton, Wade Neely, and our friends at Tennessee Valley Weather, I'm Chris Yao saying have a great week. We'll see you next time.